Audio 4.6.
Were you a weird kid? Tell us your stories and let our readers decide.
When I was in third grade or something, I used to sit in the back row near the fish tank. When I was hungry, I ate the fish food flakes. Oh boy, I loved fish food. No one knew about my secret eating habits, except my best friend Sue. One day, she told everyone. I was so embarrassed and humiliated. I had to move to another school. I think they did me good, though, because a few years later, I became a swimming champion. Pretty ironic, isn't it?
When I was around 6, I had a phase where I only wanted to be called Adele. You see, I knew an older girl called Adele, and I liked her. So on my 6th birthday, I decided to adopt her name. Mom almost went crazy. She used to wake me up calling my real name, and I said, "Go away! I'm Adele, you know that." This Adele phase lasted like an entire year. Then, after my 7th birthday, I got tired of Adele, so I chose a different name, Lisa. Guess what TV show I used to watch?
When I was about 2, one of my favorite things to do was open Alfredo's mouth and pull his tongue out. Did he like that? Well, every time he saw me, he ran to my mother's bedroom and stayed there for hours. So I guess the answer is no. But poor Alfredo, we used to love him. Oh, by the way, Alfredo was our Labrador retriever.
When I was a teenager, I didn't like school, so I made lots of excuses to stay home. One morning, when I was in 3rd grade or something, I woke up and told my parents I couldn't move my left leg. They took me to the hospital immediately, and I spent the entire day in the emergency room. Obviously, the doctors didn't find anything wrong with me. After a few hours, my leg magically started to work again. I still don't know if my parents believed that story.